This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A visit by a top UN official to a refugee camp in Darfur, Sudan, led to violence today. Darfuri demonstrators began rioting and attacked an aid worker. The UN official, Jan Egeland, had to cut short his visit. After he left, demonstrators overran a civilian police post run by African Union forces and killed a Sudanese interpreter. Mr. Egeland joins us from the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Your visit at this camp seemed to start out well today. You were given a great welcome, and then things turned violent. What happened?
When I came, they were in this Kalma camp, which is the biggest in Darfur, more than 90,000 internally displaced. There was a lot of people there demonstrating for an international peace force. They wanted the UN to take a stronger role in that. However, later on, there was someone who overheard that one of the Arab-speaking aid workers said something they interpreted as being pro-government. And that little misunderstanding ignited violence, which again just shows what kind of a powder cage these crammed camps are and how important it is now that we move towards implementing the Abuja agreement that signals a hope for peace in Darfur.
Mr. Egeland, can you help us understand why this mob would have attacked the African Union police post, which is theoretically there to protect them, and in particular would have attacked a Sudanese interpreter there?
I think the poor interpreter just happened to be there as the mob went for that police installation. And as more women are raped and more villages are overrun and more years go before anybody feed they get justice, the anger grows. And then they totally, unjustifiably, goes against those who they had high hopes could change the situation.
What had your hopes been for this trip to the refugee camps in Darfur?
Well, I yesterday went to one of the worst areas in terms of new displacement and new violence. And there I hoped to see how we can have a bigger aid program. And I've been in discussions with the rebels there, as I've been in discussion with the government, on how we can get increased humanitarian access.
Mr. Egeland, what can you tell us about the humanitarian conditions in these camps in Darfur?
Well, throughout last year, it improved dramatically. But after this enormous progress we have this year seen, that things have changed to the worse again. We have not enough resources to keep rations to all of the people who are in the camps. And perhaps even more dramatically, because of security that has been worsening, we have now no access or only intermittent access to around 500,000 people. We need desperately a peace process that works.
There was the peace agreement that was signed last week, but not all of the rebel factions have signed on. How hopeful are you that that agreement will hold up?
Well, so many are now working very hard to see that all of the rebels join this peace agreement. And we have good hopes that that will be the case. And hopefully, this signals hope at long last for Darfur, because what I could see here is that if it continues like now, it is unsustainable.
The idea has been that the African Union force that's there now would be replaced by a much larger UN peacekeeping force. President Bush today telephoned the Sudanese president asking for his support for that force and apparently did not get a firm commitment that the Sudanese government would allow that to happen.
Well, I hope really we get that permission to start planning for such a force that we then can get green light from the Security Council and funding from our member states and troops from our member states by diplomatic, political and African Union action. And the African Union force, which is the only thing which we have on the ground today, must be better resourced. If not, we will see more and more violence like the one we today saw in Kalma camp, and more displacements like the ones we saw in the Jireh area in South Darfur yesterday.
Mr. Egeland, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jan Egeland is the United Nations Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs. He spoke with us by telephone from the Sudanese capital, Khartoum.